Good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of the teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And we're in this series that we've called Rebel, looking at the life of Jacob. And even though there's a lot wrong with Jacob's life, we're not so much looking at his wrong as we're looking at what is right about God's plan. And so we've said that God uses imperfect people to accomplish his perfect plan. And this past week, we looked at how Jacob tried to kind of satisfy that longing, that empty space on the inside of his soul with human love. He married two different women, along with taking in both of their servants, having multiple children with all four of them, and finally coming to the point where he realizes and recognizes that that's just not going to ultimately solve his soul, nor is it going to fix what's wrong and what's gone on in his own past. And so two things that we really talked about. Number one was we talked about the difference between feel choices and real choices. And over again, what you see in Jacob's life is this tendency to make decisions solely based on his emotions, on what he thinks that he's earned or what he thinks he deserved or what he thinks that he wants. And we also have this sense that there's something that we love more than life, something that we find that we think is going to give us ultimate value and ultimate meaning. And so when you find that thing, what you have the tendency to do is you make that your Rachel, that thing you're willing to sacrifice for, do anything for. And just remembering that Robert Alter comment from this past Sunday, that you go to bed thinking it's Rachel, and when you wake up in the morning, it's always Leah. It just never satisfies your soul. So what we need to learn how to do are make real choices, ones that are based on truth. That's why Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." That freedom comes from making our choices and our decisions based on what Jesus says is right and accurate and true about us, instead of the way we typically make decisions. And that led us to kind of that second idea, is that human love, it really just shows your problems more than it solves your problems. The dating and marriage, and they don't resolve our flaws as much as they really do. They reveal our flaws and the things that we need to be working on and in and surrendering to God. So I don't know where you are in terms of human love and how you value it and allow it to validate you. But I would just encourage you right now this morning, as you're beginning your day, just to take a minute, number one, and pray and ask God if there are aspects of human love that you're elevating to an ungodly place in your life. Maybe you're using pornography, for example, to numb your soul out, to medicate you, to help you feel ways that you tend to think you deserve or that you work really hard for. And so those things somehow become okay for you. They become rationalized feel choices that we make. Or maybe you are leveraging the person that you're married to manipulate them, to work the angles, to get them to do the things that you want them to do. Or maybe you're not being faithful in a dating relationship, and like Jacob, you're setting your sights on multiple women or multiple men at one time to always make sure you have a security blanket that dating somebody else, you're kind of in that codependent space of using human love to make you feel safe and to make you feel secure, or whatever those are. I would just encourage you right now, as God and the person of the Holy Spirit has kind of put his finger on those things, just right now to pray about those areas of your own life. And maybe in that you're asking God just to reveal to you any area of your heart where you've elevated human love above his love, his perfect love for us, shown to us in the person of Christ. Secondly, I would encourage you just to take some time this morning while you're driving to work or driving to school or wherever it is, heading to the gym or the grocery store or wherever that is, just to pray right now and pray for the people that you do love. Pray for the person that you're dating. Pray for your spouse. Pray for maybe your would-be spouse somewhere out there into the future. And so you're kind of praying for them in faith, and pray that the primary way that you are going to love them well is first by loving God, and then second by loving them and maintaining that spirit and truth balance today as you interact with them. And then the last thing I would encourage you to pray about is that God would just give you an opportunity today to make an accurate expression of how human love fits into the nature of gospel life that maybe is going to minister to someone that you work with or school with or somebody that you team with, somebody that you maybe go to college in a class with, that your accurate display of human love today would glorify God and would draw others to Him. Well, thanks so much for being part of the LifePoint Drivecast this morning, and we hope that this takes just some time out of your day and helps you turn your heart Godward, and we hope to see you back tomorrow morning.